veins. I've been driving this train, years in this lane. There's no stopping this flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play how I like, rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed. All the squad here to play, and I've got something to say. Yeah, I work hard each and every day. I get lost in the words I say. I don't push pause, no, I push play. I won't stop till I make a change. I withdraw on the things I make. I turn flaws into flawless traits. I build tall, never cap in space. I won't stop till I hear him say.
All right, I'm Dr. Imphanak Pon. Hope everybody's doing well. And today, I wanted to talk about a video, and I tell you, what is so interesting is that I plan these videos out, and then I'm watching something, I'm reading something, and I just have to make another, I change plans. And I saw a interview with Sam Altman, and he says that GPT-4 is not good. And it shocked me. And I'm going to play it so you can get to hear what he said. And I recommend you watch the whole interview. And in the meantime, make sure you like and subscribe so you can make sure to get notified. We have new content, new videos, new things. So let's get right into it. So let me pull this up. Now, there we go. So this is interesting. He's at Stanford University. He's at Stanford University giving this interview. I'm going to move it a little bit back just so we can get some context to this. So this is an ETL. It's for inspiring entrepreneurs, entrepreneurship, thought leaders. Very interesting talk. I think the host, he was really pushing. In my opinion, he was asking some very good questions. So let's take a listen to this.
How do you capitalize that?
Well, look, I kind of think that giving people really capable tools and letting them figure out how they're going to use this to build the future is a super good thing to do and is super valuable. And I am super willing to bet on the ingenuity of you all and everybody else in the world to figure out what to do about this. So there is probably some more business-minded person than me at OpenAI somewhere that is worried about how much we're spending, but I kind of don't.
Okay, so that doesn't cross it. So, you know.
He kind of, he didn't want to answer that question.
OpenAI is phenomenal. ChatGPT is phenomenal. Everything else, all the other models are phenomenal. You burned $520 million of cash last year. That doesn't concern you in terms of thinking about the economic model of how do you actually, where's going to be the monetization source?
Well, first of all, that's nice of you to say, but ChatGPT is not phenomenal. Like ChatGPT is like mildly embarrassing at best. GPT-4 is the dumbest model any of you will ever have to use again by a lot.
Did you get that? He said GPT-4 is the dumbest model any of you will have to use. I want to play that one more time.
Phenomenal. ChatGPT is phenomenal. Everything else, all the other models are phenomenal. You burned $520 million of cash last year. That doesn't...
And he's saying, so the professor is interviewing saying, GPT-4 is phenomenal. Other models are phenomenal.
Concern you in terms of thinking about the economic model of how do you actually, where's going to be the monetization source?
Well, first of all, that's nice of you to say, but ChatGPT is not phenomenal. Like ChatGPT is like mildly embarrassing at best. GPT-4 is the dumbest model any of you will ever have to use again by a lot. But you know, it's like important to ship early and often, and we believe in iterative deployment. Like if we go build AGI in a basement and then, you know, the world is like kind of blissfully walking blindfolded along. I don't think that makes us like very good neighbors. So I think it's important, given what we believe is going to happen, to express our view about what we believe is going to happen. But more than that, the way to do it is to put the product in people's hands and let society co-evolve with the technology, let society tell us what it collectively and people individually want from the technology, how to productize this in a way that's going to be useful, where the model works really well, where it doesn't work really well. Give our leaders and institutions time to react. Give people time to figure out how to integrate this into their lives, to learn how to use the tool. I'm sure some of you all like cheat on your homework with it, but some of you all probably do like very amazing, wonderful things with it too. And as each generation goes on, I think that will expand. And that means that we ship imperfect products, but we have a very tight feedback loop, and we learn and we get better. And it does kind of suck to ship a product that you're embarrassed about, but it's much better than the alternative. And in this case in particular, where I think we really owe it to society to deploy iteratively, one thing we've learned is that AI and surprise don't go well together. People don't want to be surprised. People want a gradual rollout and the ability to influence these systems. That's how we're going to do it. And there could totally be things in the future that would change where we think iterative deployment isn't such a good strategy. But it does feel like the current best approach that we have. And I think we've gained a lot from doing this, and you know, hopefully the larger world has gained something too. Whether we burn 500 million a year or
So I thought this was interesting, and you know, many people are speculating what this means. So when he was saying this is the dumbest model, GPT-4 is the dumbest model that you'll experience, many people are saying, well, wait a minute. This must mean they've got something that is way, way better. So does this mean that GPT-5 is coming? Don't know. 4.5, don't know. But something better is there. Well, better than GPT-4. Now, is it amazing or is it AGI? Don't know. I have to say, don't know. That last interview, that interview we talked about last week with Ilya Sutskever, that had me really thinking, listening to this, especially with Sam Altman doubling down on the iterative deployment, meaning piece by piece. They're going to keep upgrading it and improving it. And I'm wondering is it going to be like our smartphone, you know, where it's just like slight upgrades, or are they going to improve it or move it up maybe two notches? Even though they can move it up 10, they move it up two notches, and then we adjust. And then the next year, two more notches, and then another two notches the next year. So it seems like they may have something, and that may also help them to monetize instead of just throwing everything out there and really shocking, number one, the business systems and everyone with huge leaps. It gives a chance for businesses to build, to put new products in place. And then I think something they were mentioning was that they get feedback. And there was another interview with Brad Lightcap, Chief Operating Officer, and Sam Altman of OpenAI, where they talked about, because of the feedback, that's helped so much to really understand how to use this. At one point, they thought this would just be a product for robots. And then when it's out there, they realize that this is something that can be used across an entire business ecosystem. So you could be someone who works in marketing. You could use ChatGPT-4. You could be someone who is in the legal department. You can use it. You could be a programmer. So you could software engineer. You can use it. So it can be the accounting. You know, I was talking to a former student, she was talking to our class about how in accounting, she works public accounting firm, they use ChatGPT to practice client conversations, how to simplify concepts. So, you know, by getting the product out there, they can get as much feedback as possible and understand how people are using it and find directions and ways to maneuver their product. So I think by slowly rolling out or slowly improving it, I think that that will help from a business standpoint, because now you get businesses are able to adjust, people are able to adjust, more and more people are able to adopt. So, and I think in a way you could satisfy the early adopters. So the people who are just, you know, who are using the power users, those who are using the large language models every day, most of the day, adding them to their workflows. And then those who may use it every once in a while, you can kind of allow it to seep into everyone's daily activities. So I think that is very interesting. The other thing that I think is very interesting is that when you think about these closed or paywall models like Anthropic's Claude or ChatGPT, so you think about these, large language models. There was an analogy that they're like consultants. So you hire them to come in, you work with them. They help you improve your business, but they're not part of your business, right? It's an outside company. And then the open source models like Llama 3, these are actually employees. So you bring them in, you hire them. And they bring their skills and talents to the workplace. So I think this is very interesting. I recommend you take a look at the interview. And, you know, he was asking some good questions. I think he was pushing the envelope, in my opinion. And I think it was a very good interview, particularly when you're hearing that point, just to reinforce that better things are coming. So I think that also builds up some excitement and some anticipation. Because if you got to remember, all of this was rolled out the end of November in 2022, right? And we're in 2024 and something GPT-4 was just amazing. You know, it's got vision, you can upload documents, you can do so much with it, not to mention the GPT store. And now we're looking for something else, for something new, something better, something faster. So I think this is just, and I always say this, this is an amazing time. There's a lot of interesting things going on. I look forward to your thoughts and your comments, as always, and your feedback. Thank you.
My veins, I've been driving this train years.